ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalat wassalam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi al-muntajabin. We congratulate you, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Today marks the birthday anniversary for the personality that we are owing, that we are in debt for all of the teachings of Sahifa Sajjadiyya. Indeed, that person is no one but Imam Zainul Abidin Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, Imam al-Sajjad. The day that marks the fifth day of the month of Sha'ban, he's our fourth Imam for those who follow the Shia school of thought. His father was Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, and his mother was known to be Shahr Banu, a lady from Iranian descendant. And this Imam has taught us many teachings of Islam through the language of dua and supplication. And in this program, Bridge, we have been studying the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiyya. We have been going through this legacy and inheritance that we have been granted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, so that inshallah we can improve the quality of our spiritual life as well as the material aspect of our life by seeking proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the right direction. The 12th dua that we have focused on and we began in the last session was titled as Fil i'tiraf wa talab at-tawbati ila Allah ta'ala, in confession and in seeking repentance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the title. Let's take a break. And again, congratulations to all of you. Inshallah, we'll be back momentarily.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Imam alayhi salam, in this 12th dua, at the very beginning, he says, there are three traits that have prevented me from asking you, and there's one trait or one quality that has urged me on asking from you. So there are three traits that Imam mentioned last time we talked about it. And here Imam mentions them as things that are an obstacle in our path of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They basically discourage us from within. They make create an obstacle for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't feel like we need to ask such du'as from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or even if we ask, these du'as will not make their way through istijaba and answering. Imam lists these three traits as amrun amarta biha fabta'tu an, there's a command that you have commanded in which I have been slow, I've been lazy, I have decided to not show an importance, and I don't look at it as a priority, therefore I procrastinate and postpone it to later. If you remember in the story of Bani Israel, when they were ordered to sacrifice a cow, what did they do? They started, because they didn't want to obey, they didn't want to take in the command of Prophet Musa, what did they do was that they started asking multiple questions, number of questions. Okay, what should be the size of this cow? What should be the color? What should he feed on? So on and so forth. Questions after questions. And by each question that they asked, there was a clear and specific answer. And by that answer, their choices were becoming limited and more limited, to the extent that it got restricted to only one cow that was existing in that area. And they had to pay a very high price for that. So one of the things that slows us down or creates an obstacle in our path of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, discourages us from within, is when we know that the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, it's clear, then instead of accelerating towards it, instead of running towards it, we start slowing down, we start procrastinating and postponing it to later on. Let's take a break, come back to see what Imam has told us in terms of the other two traits that create an obstacle.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, I pray that on such a day, we get the chance, we get the tawfiq, it gets included in our sustenance to visit Medina while we get to build the shrines of Imams who are buried in Baqi Cemetery. Imam says the second trait that causes an obstacle in the path of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَنَهْيٌ نَهَيْتَنِي أَنْ فَأَسْرَعْتُ إِلَيْهِ. There was a command or prohibition to stay away from certain things or certain actions. What I did instead of staying away, instead of forbidding myself and refraining from it, what I did was I ran away. I ran towards it. I did make an attempt to accelerate towards that matter. And that is one of the other things that has a side effect, and that side effect is big. That side effect is losing our enthusiasm to making dua. And God forbid, make our duas not get answered. And then the Imam lists the third one to be وَنِعْمَةٌ أَنْعَمْتَ بِهَا عَلَيَّ فَقَصَّرْتُ فِي شُكْرَهَا. There was a blessing, there was a favor, there was a ni'mah that you bestowed us with. Yes, that yet what we did is we turned that ni'mah, we utilized that ni'mah, yet we had shortcomings in terms of giving sufficient thanks. To this extent, Imam stops here, and in the previous session I explained really big on that, but the last one, which is the title of this dua. Imam says, وَيَحْدُونِ عَلَى مَسْأَلَتِكَ تَفَذُّلِكَ عَلَى مَنْ أَغْبَلَ بِوَجْهِهِ إِلَيْكَ. And I am urged to ask you by your gratuitous bounty upon him who turns his face towards you. Whoever turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that they switch directions, Allah is there. This is what that urges me to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for du'as. May Allah grant us ability and tawfiq to make du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را